This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues strikes on Gaza as the U.S. says it will block another ceasefire resolution. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Medics and witnesses say at least 18 people are dead following recent Israeli airstrikes across Gaza. The news comes as the U.S. says it'll veto another draft U.N. ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release between Israel and Hamas, envisioning an alternative resolution of the conflict. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to push back. During an Israeli cabinet meeting, a declaration was adopted which rejects international calls for a pathway to Palestinian statehood. Netanyahu continues to stress Israel's efforts won't stop until total victory over Hamas. That means an expansion to Gaza's southernmost town of Rafah, where more than half the enclave's population has sought refuge from fighting. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations top court on Monday opens a week of hearings on the legal consequences of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, with more than 50 states due to address the judges. In 2022, the UN General Assembly asked the court for an advisory or non-binding opinion on the occupation. While Israel has ignored such opinions in the past, it could pile on political pressure over its ongoing war in Gaza. Protesters demonstrated in Quetta, Pakistan on Sunday against alleged poll rigging in the country's recently concluded general election. Pakistan's election on February 8th did not return a clear majority for anyone, but independent candidates backed by jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan won 92 out of 264 seats, the largest group. This is VOA News. Russian authorities are detaining people mourning the loss of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died in custody at an Arctic Circle penal colony late last week. Western leaders blame Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
In St. Petersburg, men removed flowers from a makeshift memorial honoring dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Almost immediately, new flowers took their place. Just one day earlier, police detained mourners for laying flowers in Navalny's honor. Independent Russian media and human rights group OVD Info reported no fewer than 400 detentions at events across some 32 cities after news of Navalny's death broke late last week. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. has condemned Rwanda's support of the armed M23 group in eastern Congo, whose rebellion has caused the displacement of hundreds of thousands of people, and called on the rebel group to cease hostilities. The U.S. State Department, in a statement Saturday, strongly criticized the worsening violence caused by the actions of the Rwanda-backed U.S. and U.N.-sanctioned M23 armed group. It called on Rwanda to immediately withdraw all of its forces from Congo. This is likely to put pressure on Rwanda, whose government has repeatedly denied any links to the M23 group. Ethiopian runners dominated at the 2024 Seville Marathon on Sunday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Before the start of the race, athletes paid tribute to world record holder Kelvin Kiptum. He died in a traffic accident in his native Kenya on February the 11th, a week after his incredible Chicago Marathon time of 2 hours and 35 seconds was ratified as a world record. Duresa Galeta and Asmira Gebru were winners of the men's and women's races respectively. For Galeta, that feat was achieved in 2 hours, 3 minutes and 27 seconds, a new course record. Gebru crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 14 seconds.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The International Olympic Committee will not change its rules to let boxing great Manny Pacquiao compete at the Paris Games, aged 5 years beyond the entry limit. Pacquiao wanted to come out of retirement to box at age 45 in the Olympic tournament in Paris, where medal bouts will be staged at the Roland Garros Tennis Complex. The IOC says it wrote to Olympic officials in the Philippines explaining the age limit of 40 will be upheld. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.